The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, kind of an open phone Friday, on this 18th day of November 2016. I couldn't believe Fox was actually doing this today. Coming out with a story about fake news. Now, understand that the Fox always deemed itself as being, we report, you decide. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, you're the neocon network. But they're trying to position themselves just like the Democrat Party is trying to do right now. It's trying to find its traction and just to move on. And I found this ironic, as if Fox News never put on any fake news. Or Fox, F-A-U-X, News. Yeah. Amazing. I'm just sitting here and I'm just watching this. MSNBC, CNN. Go with the BLM and go with the protesters, paid protesters, mind you. By the way, they did the same thing. Dan, did you post that story about how they paid people to go in there and protest in the Ukraine to flip the government in Kiev? Did I give you that story? Okay, if I didn't give it to you, I'll have to find it before the end of the program because, gee, they did the same thing there as they did with Hillary Clinton and busing in. Did anybody see the video that we posted, all the buses? But they bust in all the people for Chicago. You know, what CNN is calling spontaneous? No. Jeez. You know, Communist News Network, you know, I think you've enjoyed your run, but it's time for you to go bye-bye. MSNBC, you have pretty much proclaimed yourself to be communist, just like your friends over at the Communist News Network. But the absolute in your face Fox coming out and talk, and it was in reference to Facebook. You know, how do these people know that these stories are true? Well, why is it that Richard Villanueva, that worked for CNN a couple of years, told me via phone conversation when he's back in the offices down in Atlanta, they tune into RBN, and the news staff listens to the news that they're not allowed to put out. Yeah, says a lot for the alt-right, doesn't it? Which I never liked, alt-right. What is that? It's something you got a command you do on a computer keyboard? What is that? It's not the alt-right, it's the alternative media. And what I noticed over a number of years, the people that would be classified as being left-leaning, well, they pretty much stayed on issue. And they didn't turn it into a Democrat, Republican, right versus left. The paradigm is dead, as well as the media's. And it's interesting to watch the New York Times try to save a little bit of face. The newspapers are nothing but propagandists for the left for all of these years. Really, this is why I kept using the term pushing all their chips into the center of the table. That's what they had to do to save face and appear somewhat legitimate, or at least right, when Hillary Clinton won the presidency. By the way, have you seen Hillary? Looks like she's aged 10 years. I'm so happy. Speaking of Hillary, Paul Craig Roberts actually posted this, and I'm glad that he did. You know, what's been missing here is a little bit of humor. Because who the hell, you know, you've been in situations where, you know, it was a scary situation, and every once in a while somebody will give you that nervous laugh. Well, that's what we've had for how many years now? Just nervous laughter. It's better than crying, right? Well, thank you for posting this. This is grand. This is a takeoff and actually an addition to a joke that I'd seen earlier. But Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton walk into a bar. Donald leans over with a smile on his face and he says, "The media is really tearing you apart for that scandal." Hillary says, "You mean my lying about Benghazi?" Trump says, "No, not that one, the other one." Hillary, "You mean the massive voter fraud?" "No," Trump says, "the other one." "You mean the military not getting their votes counted?" "No, the other one. Using my secret private server with classified materials to hide my archives?" "No, the other one. The NSA monitoring our phone calls, emails, and everything else?" "No, the other one. Using the Clinton Foundation as a cover for tax evasion, hiring cronies, and taking bribes from foreign countries?" "No, the other one. You mean the drones being operated in our country without the benefit of law?" "No, the other one. Giving 123 technologies $300 million and right afterward it declared bankruptcy and was sold to the Chinese?" "No, the other one. You mean arming the Muslim Brotherhood and hiring them in the White House?" "No, the other one. Whitewater, Watergate Committee, Vince Foster, commodity deals?" "No, the other one. Turning Libya into chaos?" "No, the other one. Being the mastermind of the so-called Arab Spring that only brought chaos, death, and destruction to the Middle East and North Africa?" "No, the other one. Leaving our four Americans to die in Benghazi?" "No, Hillary, the other one. Trashing Mubarak, one of our few Muslim friends?" "Mm-mm. No, the other one." Hillary says, "The funding and arming of terrorists in Syria? The destruction, the destabilization of that nation? Giving the order to our lapdogs in Turkey and Saudi Arabia to give sarin gas to the moderate terrorists in Syria so they can eventually use it on civilians and then frame Assad for it? And had it not been for the Russians and Putin, we would have used that as a pretext to invade Syria? Put a puppet in power, steer their natural resources, and leave that country in total chaos, just like we did with Libya?" "No, the other one." "The creation of the biggest refugee crisis since World War II?" "No, the other one." "Leaving Iraq in chaos?" "No, Hillary, the other one." "The DOJ spying on the press?" "Mm-mm, the other one." "You mean HHS Secretary Sebelius shaking down health insurance executives?" No, Hillary, the other one. "Giving our cronies in Solyndra $500 million and 3 months later they declared bankruptcy and then the Chinese bought it?" The other one. NSA monitoring citizens?" "No, the other one." "The State Department." She's got it. "The State Department interfering with Inspector General investigation on departmental sexual misconduct?" The other one. "Me, the IRS, Clapper, and Holder all lying to Congress?" The other one. "Threats to all of Bill's former mistresses to keep them quiet?" The other one. "You mean the insider trading of Tyson chicken deal I did where I invested $1,000 in the next year Got $100,000?
Uh-uh.
The other one. You mean when Bill met Attorney General Loretta Lynch just before my hearing in the FBI to cut a deal?
Uh-uh.
The other one. You mean where the former Haitian Senate president accused me and my foundation of asking him for bribes? No. The other one. Yeah, you mean the old video of me laughing as I explain how I got the charges against the child rapist dropped by blaming the young girl for liking older men and fantasizing about them, even though I knew the guy was really guilty? Mm-mm. The other one. You mean that video of me passing out on the curb and losing my shoe? Mm-mm. The other one. You mean when I robbed Bernie Sanders? It's got to be it. Of the Democrat Party nomination by having the DNC rig the nomination process so that I would win? Trump says, nope. The other one. You mean how so many people that oppose me have died in mysterious ways? Nope. The other one. By this time, she's getting a little exasperated. Travelgate? When 7 employees of the White House travel office were fired so that friends of Bill and mine could take over the travel business? And when I lied under oath during the investigation by the FBI, the Department of Justice, the White House itself, the General Accounting Office, the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, and the Whitewater Independent Council? Uh-uh. The other one. Whew. The scandal where, while I was Secretary of State, the State Department signed off on a deal to sell 20% of the USA's uranium to a Canadian corporation that the Russians bought, netting a $145 million donation from Russia to the Clinton Foundation and a $500,000 speaking gig for Bill from the Russian investment bank that set up the corporate buyout? That scandal? Nope. The other one. That time when I lied, I said I was under sniper fire when I got off the plane in Bosnia? No. Hillary, the other one. That time when after I became First Lady, I improperly requested a bunch of FBI files so I could look for blackmail material on government insiders? Mm-mm. The other one. That time when Bill nominated Zoe Baird as Attorney General, even though we knew she hired illegal immigrants and didn't pay payroll taxes on them? Mm-mm. The other one. When I got Nigeria exempted from foreign and transparency guidelines despite evidence of corruption because they gave Bill $700,000 in speaking fees? No, Hillary. The other one. That time in 2009 when the Honduran military forces allied with the rightist lawmakers ousted democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya and I, as Secretary of State, sided with the armed forces and fought global pressure to reinstate him? No, Hillary, the other one. I give up. Oh, wait. I think I've got it. When I stole the White House furniture and silverware when Bill left office? That's it. That one. Hillary says in dismay, I thought I had at least gotten away with that one. Damn it. Truth and humor, folks. Don't you just love it? We need a New Year's resolution. That New Year's resolution should read, not on anybody's lips shall the words Hillary Clinton be formed and spake. How about that one? You know, at least Mikey used to pay attention when I did the show. Oh, that caught your attention. You're texting. I know what you're doing in there, you damn millennial. Jeez. By the way, do you know your generation's lost? Yeah, I know. You found them texting. Yeah. Well, how is this going to go? 2017, folks. I don't know. Can we, like, turn back the hands of the clock and party like it's 1999? Dig Prince out of the grave and have him perform that song for New Year's? They're already starting to predict, and I think I know what's going to go on here with the economy. Janet Yellen is, this time, going to raise rates. Why? Well, that's the only way that that long-closed credit window is going to reopen. You know, business investment money, credit, put out there. So, and this time, I'm sure people will be much, much more guarded with their credit expenditures. Because the whole idea behind a credit card, hey, buy what you need today, pay for it tomorrow. Yeah, well, tomorrow never comes, and people ended up with huge credit card debts, and they were using it literally to survive. Surviving on credit. Wow. That's the America I like. Well, no, that's wrong. That's the America the bankers like. So what they're doing here is they're going to raise rates. It's not been said how much, quarter point, half point, full point. We don't know. But what we do know is simultaneously what's going to happen is those credit windows ever so slowly are going to be opened again. Now, what that's going to cause? Well, of course it's going to cause inflation. But if Trump wants to go down in American history as being one of the greatest presidents, and no phone calls on this one. Okay, Donald Trump, Thomas Jefferson, Donald Trump, George Washington. No, not in that regard. But when a country is in this much trouble, and it becomes apparent to you and me, yeah, that's right, John Q. Public out there, what the problems are in America. Now, saying the fix is one thing. That's the easy part. Doing it is going to be the tougher part. But what I see Trump doing right now, you know, he is actually doing what Hillary Clinton's election slogan was. You know, stronger together, whatever the hell that was. What was that? Do you remember Hillary Clinton's, what was plastered on her plane? Stronger together or some claptrap like that? They seemed that would work. Let's go with that one. Yeah, make America. Well, what Donald Trump is doing right now, he's bringing in the fixers. He's got specifically what he wants to do, and he's picking the people that can do the job. Classic one here is Mitt Romney. Now, he's going to meet with Mitt, I think, tomorrow. They're probably having dinner tonight. But during the during the run-up to this thing, they were not kind to each other. But there was something that Mitt Romney was able to do in the business world, and that's do quick turnaround. That is the one thing that he was good at. Being a president? No. Being a conservative Republican? Certainly not. But aside from the politics of it all, he could do a deal and turn it pretty quick. So he's being considered. And what's the left going to do? I mean, they've run out of excuses. They've run out of gas. They've run out of everything. And they might be running out of money. Could you imagine? I mean, people are going to still need help going into 2017. But rather than looking at 95 million people being unemployed, 50%+ people on some sort of government aid just to survive, that's not living, folks. That's not America. Never has been and never should be. I'm watching, folks, they talk about reality TV. Well, just keep watching. You're going to see stuff that you're not going to believe. I'm sure I won't believe it either, and we'll have to check it twice. Just make sure that somebody isn't pulling a naughty and nice on us. Andy, Texas. Nancy, California. I thought we sold that off to the Chinese. Didn't we make that deal yesterday? No. 800-313-9443. It is an open phone Friday. Going to intersperse that with a lot of current stuff, so stick around. Must come down.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heavy is.
Boy, how are people going to function without all the fear being piped into them 24/7? What is going to happen in 2017 once people start dumping that fear and start relaxing and getting energized? It's actually going on right now. I don't know if I can stand this. Sammy, tell me Rod Serling just walked in the door. You don't have much of a sense of humor, do you? Mike generally laughs at my stupid jokes, which I don't know if it encourages me or discourages me. You just look at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. Hey, hable español? No, you don't speak that? You don't even answer my questions. What the hell are you doing in there? Oh, okay. You're working. Okay, never mind. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John, let's just go a little further with your classical joke there. Let's just say, yes, Donald and Hillary are sitting in the bar, and you got done with what you're saying, so they decided to go ahead and drink their drink for a minute. Now she comes up with a new idea. Hey, was it how I ripped off the Haitians down in Haiti? And he's like, nope, not that one. He's like, oh, okay, was it how I hit the reset button in Russia, and then I turned around and sanctioned them and then put nuclear weapons all around their country? Nope, not that one. Okay, well, then it was, must have been when I went to California and practiced witchcraft and whatnot, and my husband and I went to Haiti and practiced voodoo. No, not that one. Well, then it has to be when I got on Epstein's plane and went down to Pedophile Island. He's like, nope, not that one. And then all of a sudden he pulls up his tape recorder and says, it's all of it, Hillary Clinton. I'll see you in court.
Very good, Andy. Don't say another word. You'll spoil it. That was perfect. All right. Hey,
That's all I had to say, man. That was a great analogy you just had there, brother.
All right. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was so much just rolled into a joke that, well, it took a long time to get to the punchline, which was actually anticlimactic, but, gee, the truth and humor. Yeah, Hillary. And here's the amazing thing, folks. I have said this repeatedly about the globalist, about the ilk of, like, a Hillary Clinton. It is their arrogance, it is their Achilles heel, which will be their undoing. Same can be said for the print medias in this country. What has been passed off as the mainstream, and now Fox declaring that, well, nothing that doesn't come out of our faces, and this is what they were alluding to, that if it doesn't come out of Fox's faces, then how do you know it's true? And it's just not worth watching because, well, you know, we're the ones. It was implied, they didn't come out and say it, but it was implied that, well, we're the only ones really telling the truth. Really. Here's a network that never saw a war they didn't like, or dead people. Of course, they never showed you the dead people, but a war that they were always in favor of. I mean, to the point. I mean, imagine this. To the point of putting John McCain's daughter on Fox on a daily show. Really? Evidently, Fox didn't get the message. We're done with your, and I hate this term, crony politics, cronyism. That just sounds like some old wrinkled up fart with his knurled hands over his cane, you know, that kind of deal. No, folks. These people are fast. They're deadly. They got all the money because they've stolen it from everybody else. But again, it's their arrogance that will be their undoing. Common sense shall prevail, folks, in the coming years. Common sense. Now, if we're going to want to get a little bit more common law, that'd be commonly good. Nancy in California. Hello, Nancy.
Hello there. I've got a joke, but before I share, I just want to say I don't think Donald Trump was unjustifiably mean to Mitt Romney after all the support they gave to, or he gave to Mitt. Didn't they donate to his campaign when he ran for office?
I'm not sure.
I heard that he got a lot of money from the, so Mitt got a lot of money from Romney. I mean,
from
Mitt
Trump?
Romney got a lot of money from Trump, yes. Okay, here's the joke.
Okay, well, no, you can't tell the joke. Because we got to go to break. And it better be good if we're gonna wait for 3 minutes. This better be a good one, Nancy. Hold on, we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
No one can ease what we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La.
All right, Nancy, we've been waiting with bated breath.
Okay. So here it goes. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton go into a bakery together, and Hillary steals three pastries and puts them in her purse. And Donald Trump says, I have a better way of getting those. And so he asks the baker for a pastry. He says, I have a magic trick to show you. And he says, let me have a pastry, and the baker gives him a pastry, and he eats it. And he asks for a second one, and he eats that as well. And he asks for a third, and he eats that, and the baker says, well, what's the joke, or what's the magic trick? He said, where are those pastries? And he says, look in Hillary's purse.
Nancy, when you go into that bar, yeah. have a few drinks. You're a little tight on the delivery, but it is...
I knew I didn't have it completely down, because there's more to it. But that is as good as I could reiterate it.
Well, what do you think about...
And I'm multitasking right now as well.
Okay, well, then it's excusable. Well, what do you think about the New Year's resolution never to say the word Hillary Clinton again in 2017?
Hey, we could do like it, the Pharaoh did in the Ten Commandments and have her name stricken from everything.
Now,
except for the legal, you know, the lawsuits, they could be in the court. We'll put her name in the court where it belongs.
Well, the joke was on us when Comey came back out and shifted this whole thing back to the emails rather than the Clinton Foundation, because that's what's really was bothering Hillary, and that's what could have put a stake in her heart, Bill's heart. A few days ago, they suggested that, well, Chelsea's thinking about running for Congress. Yeah, in which country? But here's the bigger joke, and they're serious about this. Another Obama in 4 years, odds makers say Michelle Obama is the Democrats' best bet. But I'm sorry, I thought they wanted a woman in the White House.
Well, so either Obama's wife or Hillary's daughter? Is that what they're talking about?
No, Chelsea for Congress.
She would need more experience before she ran for president. Nancy,
you got to work on this sense of humor, because people were saying that Michelle Obama was really a transgender. You know, she's.
I heard about that. I don't think that's true. Do you
really? Have you ever looked at Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, him?
No, her. It's a her now, an impassable her.
I don't think he's happy with the change. I've heard he's got regrets on that.
Well, I don't know. If you were a foo-foo, how would you feel about it? And then there was strong rumor that that's exactly what Barry Sartorial was, kind of a foo-foo. You know, kind of like the guy running around in San Francisco that they legitimized along with being sanctuary. And, you know, the more perverse that you are, the more that you're welcomed. Well, kind of.
There are some anomalies when you hear her interviewed. Some slip-ups where she corrects herself, so who knows? You know, when you look at the spirit dinners and pedophilia and everything else, it's not surprising that they go over to these other countries and push for the family to be redefined, push for homosexual marriage, push for all this perversion.
Yeah. Well, and look at our youth. Look at the colleges. Look what the Democratic or the progressive, or I'm sorry, it's really the communist way. Look what it's done. You know, and for years and years and years, Americans could pride themselves as being strong and independent. In other words, they weren't dependent on anybody else for their survival. And look what this communist philosophy has done. It's turned them into just churning, burning piles of human detritus. They lollygag around and hug each other and lie on the ground and cry. I actually saw college students, boys, and I won't call them men, they were boys, saying that they were having anxiety attacks, and one little round-faced individual got himself on camera and goes, "I cried all last night."
Wow.
Yeah, I
so
mean...
So embarrassing.
Well, they've been emasculated. They have been... you've just been turned into a dependent blob of, I got no identity. You know, I got nothing. I don't even have myself. I don't think that's I don't think that's going to last long with the millennials. I think there's a very, very good lesson being taught right now.
I kind of wonder if we've just been used up and we're being spit out now, and what country would take our place? You know, we've been kind of the policemen of the world and going out and fighting battles for you-know-who.
Yeah.
So when they are sufficiently strong and they've infiltrated all these lands that we're clearing out for them, and they no longer need a lapdog, they no longer need us because they're strong enough and they can take care of themselves, I think we're going to find out how foolish we've been.
You know, how does it make you feel being one of 12 residents of California that actually still has their head screwed on straight? You know, you're in very elite company out there.
You know, I think that they should let China take control over California so that it's them fighting La Raza instead of the rest of us.
No, you know what? We'll sell it to the Chinese only if they promise to take it with them. Because I bought a whole bunch of cheap property that's going to be the new beachfront in Nevada.
Oh, well.
Nancy?
You know, they do.
Nancy, you have a good weekend.
Yes. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I stopped her from doing her other task, didn't I? Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John, and here is Chicago. He's in Bedford, Indiana right now. I'm working at a Shoals plant probably until early January.
Really?
Yeah, out of town again. In fact, I just happened to be doing a load of laundry and drinking a couple of beers out in the gazebo while my laundry's getting done. And it's open phone line, so I thought I'd give you a call and see how things are going.
Well, I'm not sitting under a gazebo doing my laundry and drinking beer. We're doing serious business over here.
No, and I listen to that serious business every day as I'm drinking beer because there's really not a whole lot to do once you do a 10-hour day, which is about 12 hours with travel from the hotel to the job site, back to the hotel, and clean your clothes so you got some clean clothes to wear for the next day and things like that.
Oh, you mean daily mundane things that all of a sudden take on a special meaning or they're not taken for granted as they once were? You mean you're actually doing laundry for a job that you're preparing for to go back to Monday? Say it ain't so.
No, I'm working tomorrow and Sunday and Monday.
Wow.
So we can have Thanksgiving week off. This is 2 40-hour weeks in a row, 8 days straight.
Well, and I know that you're going to be sending donations to the network.
Yes, I will, John. You'll get my November donation. I happen to be looking at my calendar, and I haven't given a donation since, I think, September, maybe even October.
Oh, well, that's...
But I don't have a calendar in front of me, so
well,
you'll get another $500 coming up within the next week.
Well, Jerry, I've told people, and people were kind of, like, put off a little bit when I said, look, I'll make the listeners a deal. As I'm the owner of the network, I'll make you a deal. You support us at least until the end of the year, and then we'll decide where we're going to, what and how, if we're going to proceed in 2017. Well, we're still asking for that support out there because, well, just because Donald J. just got elected and we're going to make America great again, it ain't going to be great January 1st. You know, we'll have a better chance at it. But I do see the economy picking up maybe a 3% increase next year, which is going to be good. There'll be advertisers that want to free up a little money to do a little business, you know, and this is the reason I told people, that was the main reason I said support us to the end of the year, because if Hillary Clinton would have got in, that would have been all she wrote. We would have been scrambling for bucks, less and less people out there with less and less dollars. It would have been a dive to the bottom and not a very comfortable one, but things are starting to look up.
Well, that is fantastic, John, but I don't care about all of that. I care about the commitment I made to you when you came on Don Campbell's show after your son's suicide.
Yeah.
But I promised you $100 a week for every week that I worked, and I got to be honest with you, so far I've held up my end of the deal. So
and
you will be getting it in the mail before the end of November. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Well, Jerry, do your laundry. Don't have too many beers because you got to go to work tomorrow.
Well, that's the only way I get through work. Okay, yeah, you have a great one.
All right. You too. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, that's the only way I can get through it. I'm serious. When I made the statement about people are now doing the mundane things that they weren't even paying attention that they were doing them, and they were just mindlessly going through the motions day by day, being kind of like a zombie. Remember the feeling that we all had? God, Yeah, this election was not so much an election as it was a voter referendum. And I'm pissed off, and my line is in the sand. No more. No more. Now, if we can just figure out how to kill communists without going to prison for it, hey. What? Well, I mean, not literally killing them. Maybe deporting them. At least they don't produce much, so cut off their EBT cards and, you know, their food stamps and living allowances and Obama phones. No more Obama phones. I got my Obama phone. Man, I'll never forget that black woman. God almighty. That almost seemed like a skit out of Saturday Night Live. Do me a favor. Open up this pot because I'm going to play Nigel Farage and how he's just savaging the politicians in government. The political rascalians. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi. By the way, where has Boxer, Senator Boxer been, and where's Senator Feinstein been? Did they all of a sudden die, or did they go on permanent hiatus? I haven't heard one peep out of either one of them. I wonder if they're scared. I wonder if they're smart enough to be scared. Well, they should be.
Well, the government could not have been clearer. They do not intend to use the services of Nigel Farage, the interim UKIP leader, as some sort of go-between for the government in terms of its relations with the new president-elect Donald Trump. He joins me now. And how do you react to that?
Well, if we were a business and we were looking at Trump and America as somebody we wanted to put together a mutually beneficial relationship with, the first thing you'd do is to find somebody who had connections. And yet, the world we live in, and the way politics is run in this country, basically there's almost nobody that's ever worked in business or understands really how the world works. You know, Trump is a businessman. He will have learned over a 50-year career probably not to trust very many people. But if he does trust somebody, that's an asset. I can't do anything about this. All I've said is informally, in any way, I would like to help. I really believe that the relationship between the US and the UK is important. I think our potential here for a trade deal is very high. I think doing that is good for jobs in this country, but also strengthens our negotiating hand in Brussels. And I think if that's the way they wish to play it, to be absolutely honest with you, I don't think it's very grown up.
Did anyone in government say directly or indirectly to you, you know what, there might be a role for Nigel Farage?
No.
So this was your idea?
Well, look, I went to New York to meet Trump's team, some of whom I've known for many years, to say congratulations, well done. I didn't really expect to get a chance to meet the president-elect, because he is, after all, rather busy. But I did, and that's led to this sea of speculation. I just repeat, if I can be of any use, any help, in the national interest, I would do so.
And where we are now, there are suggestions that if Mr. Trump wants to run ideas past the British government, get a sense of where Britain is, he's more likely to contact you. Is that right?
I don't really buy into that, I have to say. No, I mean, look, you know, clearly, once he is the president, then there have to be formal lines of contact. That, of course, doesn't include me. I just think in the building of this relationship, I could be helpful. And don't forget, there are lots of people in this government, both in the cabinet and senior civil servants, who said some pretty rude things about Mr. Trump and his campaign.
And has he forgiven and forgotten, or how does he view those politicians, those remarks?
He was very gracious. You know, when I met him, he was very gracious. He talked about the telephone call he'd had with the Prime Minister. I think a lot of him just wants to move on. But remember, it's not just the President that does this. There is a team around him as well. There are, I think, some fences that could do with mending.
How, or are you convinced that we've heard from Boris Johnson in particular saying he thinks Donald Trump would be a good thing, a positive thing? Do you think ministers have had some sort of conversion about Donald Trump given what they previously said?
No, they're career politicians. They say one thing and then conveniently forget they've said it and move on to a different tack. It sort of sums up the political world, really.
Let me just ask you one other thing, which is in the news today, is this Brexit memo, which the Times has obtained, suggesting there is no Brexit plan. What do you make of that?
Well, there was no Brexit plan, because I think the previous government thought that Brexit had no chance of winning, therefore there was no reason to put Plan B into place. So, yeah, in many ways, Theresa May's government is starting with a blank sheet of paper. I would just say this. There are two ways you can look at it. You can say, gosh, look at all these things we've got to do. What a burden. Or you can say, we're about to take back control over every sector of our lives. What a fantastic opportunity to do things better.
Okay, Nigel Farage, thanks very much for your time. Well, the UKIP leader there saying that he was ready to do whatever he could to build relations with Donald Trump, but as you heard, Downing Street having none of it.
And by the way, the economy in England is starting to move, and it's starting to grow. Confidence is being restored once again, and people are coming back to life. Now, in order to sustain that life moving into the future, oh boy, I got a Christmas wish list. Just accomplish a few simple things, really open up the gates of opportunity, and hit the ground running. Let's kill the Federal Reserve for Christmas. That's a takeoff on an old, old, old Saturday Night Live skill. Let's kill Gary Gilmore for Christmas. You don't remember that.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Smoke me out in the morning dew.
Meet the leftist professor who wrote the hit list of fake news sites. This is what is making the rounds, and Fox was the only one to really so far come out and make complete idiots of themselves. The mainstream media are going wild, circulating a viral list of so-called fake news websites. And the list includes an established news site like WorldNet Daily, Breitbart, Red State, The Daily Wire, Project Veritas. But WorldNet Daily has found the leftist, Trump-bashing assistant professor in Massachusetts, who specialized in fat studies, is behind the effort to target and discredit legitimate news organizations. Meet Merrimack College assistant professor Melissa Zimdars, a 30-something self-identified feminist and activist who has expressed great dislike for President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Now, Melissa, and they call her Mish, isn't that cute, Mish? Mish Zimdars is an assistant professor of communications at Merrimack College in Massachusetts. She's only actually held her teaching position at a private college in North Andover, Massachusetts, for 15 months. Oh, good, fire. She has no tenure. Zimdars published and circulated a list of fake, false, or regularly misleading websites that are shared on Facebook and social media. She said she began writing the list because she didn't approve of the sources her students were citing. The problem? Well, in addition to some satirical and bogus sites, her list attacks the credibility of well-established news organizations such as Breitbart, BizPac, Review, Red State, The Blaze. Well, BizPac, The Blaze? Yeah, I don't know about that. And Independent Journal Review, Twitchy, never heard of them, The Daily Wire, WorldNet Daily, and the James O'Keefe Project Veritas. In many cases, such as with her WorldNet Daily listing, she offers no explanation for why the news organizations were included on the list. And I'll give you a little hint here. We found you out. We know that you're all fake. So they can come out and do damage control, claiming that, yeah. By the way, Zimdars teaches courses in radio production, mass communication, feminist media studies. I guess, can you earn a degree in that? Television criticism, oh God, and the new media and digital communication. She received her doctorate in communication and media studies just last year. Now, she's not responded to WorldNet Daily's request for clarification on her expertise or criteria for deciding which news sources to include on her list. WorldNet Daily asked Merrimack College President Christopher Hopi? I don't make the names up, folks. Mr. Hopi. I wonder if he's married to Miss Change. No. If he stands by Zimdars' decision to publish the list and use it as teaching material for her classes. However, Merrimack President, Vice President of Communications, Jim Chiavelli, replied, "Thanks for your question to the president about Professor Zimdars' podology." I don't even know that's a word. "The college has no comment for this story." And then Fox News picks it up and eliminates the backstory out of it, and just is decrying the fact that, well, are these real news stories that are going on Facebook? "We were busy while you asshats were all asleep. Don't you get it yet? Don't you get it?" They still don't get it. In their world view, they don't even understand how they went wrong. Stuck on stupid. Just absolutely cemented and stuck on stupid. Second hour coming up. We'll keep the phone lines open. 800, well, you know what it is. 313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.